Hey, what's up, guys? It's your boy Shati.
And your girl Nikki.
And you are tuning to the 411 only on Quirky FM.
Yeah.
Today in studio, as we promised you, we have Vince C here bringing us all the good juices from his new EP that dropped. And it's called D2. And we're going to speak about his musical journey, things he's achieved, the inspiration behind his EP, and much, much more.
I'm excited.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Yay!
Hey guys, how you doing? How you doing? How you doing?
Yeah, come through with the dab.
I am still dabbing. I'm still dabbing my way through life, man.
Hey, in 2020, we need to do all the good things that we used to do in the past because nothing is going good.
True, that's
give ourselves a good vibe all the time, man. Yeah. How are you guys doing?
We're good. I'm good. I'm amazing.
No complaints. Perfect.
Me too, man. I'm also living. I'm also 100% the same.
So, Vince, can you give us a short description of who you are and what you do?
So, I'm going to always answer that question looking at what I think my friends view me as, because I think it would be very weird if I answered looking at what, like, well, how I feel about myself. Because then I'm going to always be like, I'm a great guy, you know. But then, I mean, Vinci, man, who comes from, I mean, the name Vincent. I'm to my friends and the world, probably I'm known as a lover of life, fun, laughter, free spirited, you know, all the good stuff. All the good vibes, most days, yeah. So yeah, that's definitely me in a nutshell.
Alrighty. So, Vinci, what inspired you to pursue this career?
Okay, quick story, right? So, I have told a lot of people this story, and I've actually mastered how to summarize it as quick as I can. So, I've always loved music. I've always loved making music, you know. But 2014, I was out in Cape Town for my December holidays. Okay. And I was at Shimmy Beach, and I got introduced to what was upcoming artists then, but now actually doing well. I think I was introduced to Frank Casino at that time, and when Rouge was still coming up, and them and the interaction that they had with the greats then, when the AKAs was still coming up, when the Caspers were also big when they were coming up. So just their interaction and how they are interacting with the crowd and all that. It just, for me, that was enough for me to say, you know what, you have loved something for so long, now you're going to get home. And I just made it, yeah, and then I made it work, you know. So it's just them in general, their spirit and everything, yeah, man.
The aura, haha.
Yeah, their aura, that's the word I was looking for. Yes, Nikki, come with the wordings.
Yeah.
So, in terms of your career, can you give the listeners the pros and cons of being an Afrobeat rapper slash producer?
Hey, so I always have better pros than anything. So we're just gonna get the cons out the way. Mm-hmm. And the cons is basically, as an artist trying to do things on your own, it's very hard. In life, trying to start something on your own is very hard. So that is one of the biggest cons. I don't think there's anything else that is as bad as it actually being hard, because you need to motivate yourself on a day-to-day. You need to make sure that you get up and not stop what you're doing. So yeah, for me, that is the one con. And pros, I mean, it's just a better stress reliever, man. And especially if music relaxes you in a specific way, then that's one of them. And the sense of fulfillment, man, completing a song and getting positive feedback from it. Like, hey, man, whatever you're doing, continue doing it. And yeah, so that's it for me. That keeps me going.
I like that. So how did you achieve your success of today?
Never stopping, just always leveling up.
Yeah.
Every day, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Build, you know? Yeah, so just never stopping, no matter how hard it gets. You know, if you're probably going to ask the same questions going down the interview, I'm going to give you the same answer. You know what I'm saying? Never stop, never keep going, because what you think is nothing now, you know your dream better than anyone else.
True.
So what you want to do now and how you see it for the next 5 years, it's going to come true as long as you continue at it. You never stop.
Yeah.
So can you tell us what your thoughts are on the impact of music on the youth of today?
Music, man, music. I look at the youth. I actually noticed how much it impacts us looking at how it impacted me or how I was receiving music. You know, at a point when I was a consumer as well, I was no longer, I was not making music. I was consuming what I am getting, and how it worked on my side was like, man, Vince, if you're ever going to do this, then you must understand that you're actually touching other people, because these are the people that are consuming what you're giving them, you know? So yeah, man, music impacts youth in a very big way. You know, I mean, TV, Channel O, the music, it helps you understand certain feelings, and it helps you understand certain feelings when growing up, you know, like, how do I feel like this about someone, or how do I move on from such a hard time, you know? You get that from music and growing up, because, I mean, not everyone wants to hear all the advice that your mom and dad has to give you, you know? You need to know that there's actually people out there that are feeling the same way that you do, and this is how they tackle it. And then you just, you know, cut and paste where you want to, and yeah.
I like that.
So, you know, it's Women's Month, right? Today is the 1st of August. And who is your top 5 female role models or inspirations in honor of Women's Month?
Women's Month. So, big shout out to moms, you know, always.
Yeah,
always. Yeah, big shout out to moms. I wouldn't be here doing this interview with you guys without her. So big shout out to moms. So, and I'm a 90s baby. So another woman from my side that I knew was doing change was Oprah, you know, with all the change that she's been trying to help and with, you know, and I mean, with as well, another powerful lady, Winnie Mandela. I mean, she managed to hold, she managed to like hold a forefront for women at a time when we were in an era where only the strong had to be out in, you know, so that's a good shout out to her. And then last but not least, hey, Jada Pinkett Smith. Hey, shout out to that lady.
Jada Pinkett Smith.
For that, she has helped us move from where we were as men as trash to where we are, you know. Now we're like, we're not that bad, you know, we're not that bad.
I thought you were going to say, where we're doing entanglements now.
Oh no. I think that's that might be a different interview.
You have one more left, because you said it's your mom, Oprah, Winnie Mandela, Jada, and your last one.
Last one. I'm gonna be a bit unfair with this one, and my last one is gonna be for all the ladies in our communities that are making a change. You know, all those ladies that are making a change, man, shout out to them. The Women's Month is for them, basically. So shout out to them.
I like that one.
So yeah, guys, we are going to take a detour and play you the self-titled of the album and the song Detour by Vinci. We will be back shortly. We hope you enjoy. Hey.
What's up, everybody?
It's your boy.
And your girl, Nikki.
And we have Vinci in the building. What's up?
Yeah. Seeing that we are doing this together, you guys must add me in this little thing. Your girl, Nikki, and I'm as Vinci, you know.
Let's do this. Okay.
It's your boy, Shati.
And your girl, Nikki.
And it's your boy, Vinci.
Hey, and you are tuned into the 411 only on Quote FM. So if you just tuned in, we are interviewing local artists who gives us all the fire hits. If you just listened to his EP drop, his EP is titled Detour. We just played the track before. And so can you tell us what the inspiration behind your new EP was and the message of the song?
It's very clearly one of those very hard questions, because I get a lot of inspiration from a lot of things, you know. But if I had to narrow it down to this EP, it would basically be the the struggle that something has to go through in order for it to stand out. Yeah. You understand? Okay. So I mean, I think even listening to like the song as well, it's talking about it, because when you say you were on your way, but then you took a detour, it means that something really needed to mean something in order for it to move you from where you are. Yeah. It's, yay, man, you know, I write music, I'm a deep guy like that.
Yeah,
like,
okay.
So yeah, so it's basically that main struggle of what something needs to go through in order for it to stand out and be like, whether love, whether a work opportunity that's better than the other one. But yeah, man, that's it.
Alrighty. So what is your favorite song at the moment?
Knowledge and Power. Top of the Mind. You know that AKA,
energy.
That new AKA Energy. Energy,
wow.
Yes.
Yeah.
That beat on my energy. Right now, that's my... Yeah. Wait.
I'm lost.
Is that one of your songs as well, for real?
Yeah.
Dude, come on, man. You listen to very dope music, I must tell you.
If you take any challenge, just like, I'm ready, I'm right, let's do this. Like, okay.
I think I should listen to your song.
All right. Yeah, it's you should. It'll, and then you will thank us after that. Thank us later.
We did play it on the show. Like, it brings vibes, but I haven't, like, connected with the song, like how you guys connect with the song. But I think I'll just listen to it again. Maybe I'll get a different vibe.
it usually impacts more when you're like fresh out of doing something very like something very productive and you're on your way home. It smacks harder then, trust me.
Okay. You know? Okay.
Yeah. We're just giving you tips here.
I'm loving it.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So what is your dream collaboration, dead or alive?
I don't know if you guys, Kefa Siminya. Have you guys heard of a guy called Kefa Siminya? He used to do that song when growing up. Angelina, come on down.
Oh, okay.
Are you?
It sounds really
good. Yeah, I, Nikki, you. it should be that. I've always wanted to make music with Mr. Semenya, Kefas. It has to be AKA Casper, Black Liz, Zakwe, and what is a 90s baby without Drake? You know, I've always wanted to, you know, come on, you know? So the list goes on because of the amount of music, but if I had to quickly give you a quick summary, then yeah, those are the guys.
Okay. So if you could start all over again, is there anything you would do differently based on your experience thus far?
Definitely. Each and every road has room to be perfected. And I mean, with all the wrongs that I fixed coming into this industry, I would most definitely do a lot of things better and different. Mm-hmm. And I think one of them would have been believing in myself at an earlier age or at an earlier time in my music, from where I only did that in 2014, you know. Imagine if I would have started in 2012 or something like that, you know. Yeah, you just have to believe in yourself earlier, man, you know.
True. So if you could be born into a different era of music, which era would it be? I think I know your answer. I have a feeling because you're referencing.
Okay, wait. Can't I hear your guys' answer first, and then I'm correct?
90s era when Aaliyah and then Tupac,
you would want to be there,
the
right?
Early 2000s.
Ja Rule, yeah. Guys, you know. Hey, guys, you guys know me now. You guys, you know.
Yeah.
That is, yeah, not that time, but I remember even those times when even like R&B was even getting into, it was just such a comforting time, bro. Yeah. It was just like, everything was just good in that time. So yeah, most definitely.
It was an amazing time.
Yeah.
So last but not least, what advice do you have for the young people that want to become entertainers?
I live by this on a day-to-day, you know. I think it's one of the biggest things that my mom taught me as well. You know, And I'm going to say it again, never stop, you know, mm-hmm. believe in yourself, you know, on a day-to-day, always believe in yourself, man. You know, there's a lot of things we don't do because we feel like we will never get to that upper there. You know what I'm saying? Like, you see people doing it, but you are like, hey, maybe I can't do it. Yeah. No, you shouldn't. You know what I'm saying? Just, yeah, never stop. Keep believing in yourself, and something has to bite.
So basically, never leave room for doubt. Don't plant the seed.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When we, you see what I'm saying? When you and I are talking about music and KFAS and we are wanting wording, then Nikki pulls up and, hey!
And then she's just like, drop the seed, plunk it, drop
the seed. Oh, gosh, guys.
Yeah, man.
Wow.
No way.
So yeah, guys, that was Vinci, and we really enjoyed chatting to you.
So much.
We're gonna play more
Thank
of your
you very
music,
much, guys.
Señorita featuring Sean Payne and The Need featuring Jofi and Max Phoenix.
I think it's JT.
Oh, okay. JT.
So
look at you going all English, Jofi. Is that French?
The T looks like I was low-key there. Okay, cool. Can you just quickly share the message behind the song Señorita, because I really vibe with that song. That song is like,
it's very vibey.
Yeah.
It's great. I'm actually shooting the video next week, Saturday. It's a song that I also feel very good about. When Shane sent me the chorus, like he said, thick, I don't know if you guys heard the thick thighs save lives.
Yes, when I got it, I was like, lyrics, drop the bars.
Hey, obviously, you heard it, obviously.
But that's the thing, I was on Instagram, be posting there, like, it saves lives.
You know what I'm saying, yeah. So for me, I wasn't a part of the beginning of the song because Shane sent me the chorus and... yeah, man, I just vibed and I had myself a good time. But yeah, the song says it all, thick thighs save lives, you know, women's month, you know.
Hey.
You know, so yeah.
Enjoy, yeah. Guys, enjoy. Here we have Vinci with Señorita.
Peace out.